Acabar.
In less than a month's time, a team of Czech scientists will leave for the Mongolian desert of Gobi to spend a month at a rich fossil location looking for the remains of dinosaurs. The team of Expedition Gobi 2006 are now making the final preparations and also bracing themselves for the rough weather conditions of the Mongolian desert. By the end of the project, in 2009, they are hoping to excavate and bring back to the Czech Republic a complete dinosaur skeleton to be displayed in Prague. I invited one of the members of the expedition, paleontologist Martin Košťák from Prague's Charles University, into our studio and first asked him to tell us more about the expedition.
The aim of our expedition is basic paleontological research in a Mongolian area, which is situated just near Chinese border in the south of Mongolia, in a valley which is called Nemegt. In translation, we can say it's a dragon valley because of a large abundance of dinosaur bones found there.
So which particular species are you hoping to unearth there?
It's quite complicated. We will be lucky when if we will find some parts of skeletons of any dinosaurs. We know for about 55 species of dinosaurs from this locality, and including several genera. And it's very interesting that we have very few predators. And most of herbivorous dinosaurs. It means if we will be lucky, we suppose we will find some herbivorous dinosaur, including some group of hadrosaurids, maybe.
And when did these dinosaurs live, and what were their living conditions like?
Dinosaurs in Mongolia are found in two stratigraphic levels. In Lower Cretaceous, it means more than 100 million years, and younger, about 70-75 million years old stratigraphic level. And they lived in some interesting conditions because the climate was semi-humid. It means some dry climate with seasonally strong rain during a year. It's quite known from geochemical analysis and sedimentological analysis from this era.
And how long is the expedition expected to last this year?
We expect duration for 4 years. The first year, this year, we will work 1 month in desert, and it's a recognizing part of the expedition. And during next years, we supposed to work 3 months in a year. And we will see. It's quite complicated because of extreme climate there.
Now, could you describe for our listeners what a typical day on location looks like?
I would like to describe a day, but I'm not sure if I will describe the day exactly, because we have no experiences with the life in the desert. So we suppose only that we can work there only a few hours in a day. So we will get up at 6 o'clock morning, I suppose, some small breakfast, 2-3 hours work, maximally till 10 hours, and from 10 hours till 4, I think it will be some gap, some relax because of horrible weather. The weather will be 50 degrees during a day and approximately zero at midnight. So at 6 we will start again, and we will walk till 8-9 o'clock, and it depends also of relief, of conditions, of character of rocks, and we will see.
And which tools will you be using, and how careful do you need to be when handling the skeletons?
Yes, at first it depends of characteristics of rocks. If we have some compact rocks, it will be quite difficult to excavate bones from these rocks. So it will necessary to use some pneumatic hammer, chisel, brush, engraver, and some smaller hammers, needles. But if we will find rocks which are friable, I think we can use only some small mechanical instruments, and it will be much more easy. It will be necessary also to conserve bones just immediately after excavating, because they are ten thousands billions years old.
And how big are they? How large are the bones?
We can find dinosaurs from 1 meter long till 20 meters long. So it depends of what we will find.
And will you be able to bring the bones back to the Czech Republic?
Yes, it depends of agreement between Mongolian part and our part. Preliminarily, we signatured some agreement between Faculty of Science, Charles University Prague, and Mongolian National and Technical University. It's a basement for future cooperation, but for excavating and export, we need excavating license and export license, and we hope we will get after this year expedition.
And how is the expedition going to be financed?
It's a very interesting question, and I can say that this expedition is fully supported by commercial sphere and private sphere, so no scientific grants are put now, and we suppose this expedition will have very large interest in Czech private sphere, and we will get some large money for this very expensive expedition.
And also, how many of you will there be? How many people are going?
Yes, this year there are 6 people from Czech Republic and 6 to 7 people from Mongolia, including 3 Mongolian drivers, 2 Mongolian students, a specialist on sedimentology, and 1 student specialist of paleontology, and the leader from Mongolian part, Professor Minjin, who is a famous paleontologist working in several Mongolian areas. So this is Mongolian part, and concerning Czech part, we have one doctor. He is Dr. Michal Moučka. I think for Czech public is very well known, because he was the first who discovered the first dinosaur skeletons in the Kutná Hora vicinity, one technical man, and one paleobotanist, Dr. Vasilis Theodoridis, friend of mine from Faculty of Science, Dr. Martin Mazuch, specialist on vertebrate paleontology, and the main organizer, Boris Laváček. I think Czech public knows him also from Czech radio.